USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a Democratic congressional delegation are the latest officials to pay Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a visit this weekend. She told him the U.S. is committed to be there until the fight is done. It's the first official congressional delegation to visit Ukraine since Russia began invading it a couple of months ago. A pair of Republican lawmakers visited the country last month. With Pelosi being second in line to the presidency, she's the most senior American official to travel to Ukraine. The tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in south-central Kansas generated winds of up to 165 miles per hour and carved a path of destruction nearly 13 miles long. The National Weather Service said Friday's tornado caused extensive damage, mostly in the Wichita suburb of Andover. Several people were injured, and officials say at least 300 to 400 buildings were destroyed by the storm. The twister was on the ground for 21 minutes, according to the Weather Service. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The father of a murdered child pageant star whose killing remains unsolved is seeking the help of Colorado's governor.
JonBenet Ramsey's father is calling for a new probe into the unsolved death of his daughter. John Ramsey said Saturday that he's calling on Colorado's governor to allow an independent agency to help solve the notorious 1996 murder of his then 6-year-old daughter. While in Las Vegas at CrimeCon 2022, Ramsey said he hopes to get items from the crime scene tested for DNA. He said he doesn't want the Boulder Police Department involved in the testing. JonBenet was 6 years old when she was found strangled in her family's basement in 1996.
That's USA Radio's Mariah Bowen reporting. A white teacher in Rochester, New York is on leave as school officials investigate his lessons on slavery. The teacher is accused of telling his mostly black 7th grade social studies class to pick seeds out of cotton and put on handcuffs during lessons. The allegations came to light after an appalled parent wrote on Facebook about her daughter's class. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A woman in Arizona was sentenced to 2 years felony probation, fines, and community service for voting with her dead mom's ballot in the 2020 general election. 64-year-old Tracy K. McKee is one of just a handful of voter fraud cases in the state that have led to charges, despite widespread belief among many supporters of former President Trump that there was widespread voter fraud that led to his loss in Arizona and other battleground states. McKee has moved to California since that election. She and her mom were both registered Republicans, though she was not asked who she voted for. At least 15 people were injured in an accident involving a party bike in Atlanta. Officers responded to a call about a crash near an intersection in Midtown on Saturday evening. All 15 people injured in the bike accident were transported to nearby medical facilities. None of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. Authorities add that the unidentified driver of the bike was arrested and charged with DUI and a business permit violation. Tens of thousands of people marched in cities around Europe for May Day protests to honor workers and shame governments into doing more for their citizens. Protesters in France shouted slogans against President Emmanuel Macron. Tensions erupted in Paris as some demonstrators smashed windows at some banks, a fast food restaurant, and a real estate agency. 45 people have been detained. 8 police officers were injured. May Day is often a time of high emotions for workers in Europe. Protests over the last couple of years have been limited due to the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.